Hey, real quick note about today's episode of Coverville. There were some audio issues with the recording, so I actually had to pull the audio from the video, from the streaming video. Now, here's the good news. The music sounds great. My vocals, my speaking parts, little janky. So apologize for that. We'll have it fixed before the next episode, but at least all the music sounds good. Here's the show. Coming up on episode number 1183, it is a cover story day. I'm back from vacation, back into a cover story for one of my favorite musicians. You know, these guys and Crowded House are always fighting over the top spot in my list. Anytime Neil Finn does something new, oh, they might edge forward, but anytime these guys do something new, they edge forward a little bit too. Who keeps track of these things, really? The band is Squeeze. The birthday boy is Glenn Tilbrook, one of the two vocalists from the band. He's turning 60, and we're going to celebrate it today on Coverville, all coming up right now.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. My name is Brian Evan. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, the cover music program. Of course, doing a cover story today for Glenn Tilbrook, who's turning 60 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Glenn Tilbrook. Glenn has been making music since the late 70s with the band Squeeze. He's also got an incredible solo career, both as a solo acoustic performer as well as with a band called The Fluffers. Anytime he comes through town, anytime he comes to Denver, I always try and go see him, whether it's with the band or whether it's solo. Same with Chris Difford, his writing partner. And co-founder, co-anchor of Squeeze. You're going to hear a lot of Squeeze on today's show. You're going to hear a lot of solo stuff from all of the artists that I've mentioned, but of course the main subject is the band Squeeze. Let's start things off with something from their brand new album, or I should say their most recent album. This actually came out in 2015. It's called Cradle to the Grave. If you buy the deluxe edition, you get a few extra tracks. And one of those tracks is this cover right here of Jeannie C. Reilly's Harper Valley PTA.
Taylor just seems to use a lot.
was crowned a mummy's boy by friends I didn't like. I made a meal of trips to school upon my father's bike, and I used to sit between his legs, perched on a piece of wood, and if it ever rained on us, I'd slip beneath his hood. At home, the radio was on, it wallpapered all those years. The world was such a simple place, with music to my ears. From Julie Andrews to Cherry Garcia, life was all fun and games, I was out of my head. And underneath my bed, playing with electric trains. My friends at Sunday school and playing on a field. Inside my bedroom there I found the future was concealed. My records stacked up in a pile, collected from the charts with pictures pinned up on the wall. I found my beating heart. At home the stereo was on, my feet stomped on the floor. A Fender Willow cricket bat had left me wanting more. From Julie Andrews to Cherry Garcia, life was all fun and games, I was out of my head. And underneath my bed, playing with electric trains. My torchlight, turning my transformer, sleeping with my wet dreams, with my eyeballs stuck in reader's wine.
Eyeballs stuck in reader's wine.
Pubic hairs were proudly counted every day. I woke, kind of took it slowly, down and down and down and down. Cry, my hair grew down my back. The contents of my teenage years were spent down in the sink. And I played guitar and formed a band. I puked up all night long as people came to sit and stare while I raced through my song. At home there was sadly nothing on, my childhood had to end. The sound of music passed me by, like the grateful dead. From Julie Andrews to Cherry Garcia, life was all fun and games, I was out of my head. And underneath my bed, playing with electric trains. From Julie Andrews to Cherry Garcia, climbing in that photograph, I can touch my stupid face. I chose the road to here and now, in this very special place, where all I am is all I breathe. It's a sober world I chase, so I can fix these broken tracks, playing with electric trains.
Toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and the steeple, the laundry on the hill, billboards and the buildings, memories of it still keep calling and calling. But forget it all, no, I was tempted by the fruit of another, tempted, but the truth is discovered. What's been going on now that you have gone? There's no other. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted, but the truth is discovered. I'm at the car park, the airport, the baggage carousel. The people keep on crowding. I'm wishing I was well. I said there's no occasion, no story I could tell. At my bedside, empty pocket, foot without a sock. Your body gets much closer. I fumble for the clock. Alarmed by the seduction, I wish it would stop. I was tempted by the fruits of another, tempted, but the truth is discovered. What's been going on now that you have gone? There's no other. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted, but the truth is discovered. I bought a novel, some perfume, a fortune over you. But it's not my conscience that hates to be untrue. I asked of my reflection, tell me what is there to do. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted, but the truth is discovered. What's been going on now that you have gone? There's no other. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted, but the truth is discovered.
Did you just see into my mind then, without me knowing?
All right, okay, this is good. All right, you love this. Can you just... Packing case, Simon on the packing case.
Though you don't call anymore, I see them waving. Guess I'll rap on your door, tap on your window, babe. I wanna tell you, baby, about the changes I've been going through. Until you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do. You had to set me free. I'm gonna swallow my pride, gonna beg you to see me. I'm gonna walk by myself just to prove that my
come back to me. That's what I'm gonna do. Living for you, my dear, it's like living in a world of constant fear. I've got to make you see that our love is dying. Although you found you ignore, somehow I must explain. I'm gonna rap on your door, tap on your window pane. I'm gonna keep on your step till I get through to you. Until you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do. Until you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do. Until you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do.
There you go. Glenn Tilbrook, recorded live in Nashville in September of last year, with a version...
I love that song! I'm sorry, I destroyed the middle bit. But...
it's a version of Until You Come Back to Me, That's What I'm Gonna Do. Now, that song is typically originally attributed to Aretha Franklin. Now, she did have the first released version of that song. However, she didn't have the first recorded version of that song. The song was actually written and recorded by Stevie Wonder a couple years before it was released by Aretha. However, it didn't get released on a Stevie Wonder album until a few years later, back in 1977. So there you go. It's an instance where you record it, you write it, somebody else records it and releases it, and your version becomes the cover. Really, really cool version there of Until You Come Back to Me. And I think that was some really clever audience interaction, which something, if you see Squeeze or Glenn Tilbrook live in concert, there's a lot of audience interaction, which is fantastic. Glenn Tilbrook, you can find that, by the way, over at Quixotic Records, or Quixotic Records, if you pronounce it like Don Quixote. It is the official label of Squeeze and Glenn Tilbrook. And what he's been doing is releasing recorded versions of all of the concerts from last year and the beginning of this year. So if you really like Squeeze live, if you like Glenn Tilbrook live, and who doesn't, then that's a good way to get some of that right there at Quixotic. What I'll do is I will put a link in the show notes to where you can get this album, and then you can follow that link to the rest of Glenn Tilbrook's site on Quixotic, and you can decide what you want to buy based on the track list. It's awesome. He apparently really mixes up the sets too between different venues. So if you follow him across the country, you're going to see a bunch of different songs. Another one that he covers as part of that tour is Fleetwood Mac's Oh Well, the old Peter Green Fleetwood Mac song, and that's really cool as well. Before that, you heard Tempted, sung by the artist who originally sang it, Paul Carrack. He was a member of Squeeze for a couple albums, once with East Side Story and then once again with the Some Fantastic Place album, kind of a visitor, a frequent visitor to the Squeeze studios. Paul Carrack was the lead singer in the original version of Tempted, and there, on that version right there, he takes it all to himself. That was from the single version of Eyes of Blue, which came out in 1995, one of his great solo singles that he released. Paul Carrack was also a member of Mike and the Mechanics and the band Ace, who released the song How Long back in the 70s. Great vocalist and such a great version of Tempted right there. Chris Difford doing a version of Playing with Electric Trains. Now, on the original, on the official release on Ridiculous, it was just called Electric Trains. On the album I Didn't Get Where I Am from 2002, Chris Difford takes it solo and does a version of that song that he co-wrote. playing with electric trains. Probably the only reference to pubic hair I've ever heard in a song. I'm just saying. Annie Get Your Gun right before that by Elizabeth McQueen and the Firebrands. That one from her 2005 album, Happy Doing What We're Doing. And I'm going to venture a guess and say that Elizabeth McQueen and I have very similar taste in music because she covers Nick Lowe, Dave Edmonds, Rockpile, Elvis Costello, and Squeeze on that album. And it's like she read the first stack of albums in my library. Keep coming out with those cover albums, Elizabeth McQueen, because if your music tastes are anything like mine, and they seem to be, then I'm really, really going to enjoy them. We start off with Harper Valley PTA. That one recovered by Squeeze for the Cradle to the Grave album, which came out just a couple years ago. And they're in the studio. Squeeze is back in the studio getting ready for their next release, their next album release, and I can't wait for that, obviously. Let's get to a few more Squeeze classics covered by different artists, starting with this one, covered by Tarkio. Now, Tarkio was a band that featured Colin Molloy of the Decemberists before he left to form the Decemberists. These guys broke up in 1999, but there was a retrospective release by Kill Rock Stars in 2006 that kind of shed new light on Tarkio. From their collection Omnibus, here is their cover of Goodbye Girl.
The kind you'd understand. Clapham. I want a Lindy Carman. That night I am forgotten. When she dealt out the rations with some or other passions, I said you are a lady. Perhaps you said I may be. We moved into a basement with thoughts of our engagement. We stayed in by the telly, although the room was smelly. We spent our time just kissing, the railway arms were missing. The love had got us hooked up, and all our time it took up. I got a job at Stanley, you said I'd come in handy. You started me on Monday, so I took a bath on Sunday. I worked 11 hours and brought the girl some flowers. She said she'd seen a doctor and nothing now could stop her. I worked all through the winter, the weather brought some better. I put away a tenner each week to make her better. Time was ready, we had to sell the telly. Late evenings by the fire, with little kicks inside her. This morning at 4:50, I took her rather nifty down to an incubator, where 30 minutes later she gave birth to a daughter. Within a year a walker, she looked just like her mother. If there could be another. Older, her mother's with a soldier. She left me when my drinking became a proper stinging. The devil came and took me from bar to street to bookie. No more nights by the telly, no more nights snappy smelling. Alone here in the kitchen, I feel there's something missing. I beg for some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, although I always tell her. And so it's my assumption, I'm really up the junction. We'll be right back.
After he played Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That is Tim Curry from his 1981 album Simplicity with a cover of Take Me, I'm Yours, probably the first single from Squeeze. It was about the only single released from the first album, unless you count Bang Bang, which kind of did okay on the charts, but wasn't a big splash for Squeeze until Take Me, I'm Yours. And really, even that stuff didn't take off until the mid-80s when the singles 45 and under album came out and everybody was buying Squeeze. At least all the college students were buying Squeeze. Every college student I knew had a copy of singles 45 and under. Before that, you heard Pulling Muscles from the Shell, that one by Threads with Givi Flynn on vocals there. That one comes from a box set. You can buy the individual albums on Amazon, or you can get the whole collection by going to the label's website. It's called If I, The Songs of Squeeze Revisited. Of course, a tribute to If I Didn't Love You, I'd Hate You. The whole set came out in 2011, and it's covers of every Squeeze song in the first, it'd be basically before the first breakup, everything through Sweets from a Stranger covered every song. Some songs covered a couple times, but really, really great collection of stuff. If I, The Songs of Squeeze Revisited. Hot Rats right before that with their cover of Up the Junction, one of the only songs I can think of whose title isn't said until the very end of the song. The last three words of the song are the title of the song, Up the Junction. That's performed there by a band called Hot Rats, which is a couple of the members of Supergrass that spun off into a little separate project. It was an album called Turn-Ons, only released one album as far as I know. It came out in 2010 and was an all-cover album called Turn-Ons, Hot Rats, and Up the Junction. Black Coffee in Bed before that, performed there by Marty Jones from her album My Long-Haired Life from 2006, and Tarkio, the Colin Malloy band prior to the Decemberists, with his cover of Goodbye Girl, that one you'll find on their collection Omnibus. Before we get to the next set of music, how about I tell you about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville? Oh, look at this. It's actually Supergrass playing in the background here. How cool is that? I'm going to tell you about Amazon and how Amazon's got you covered with the Coverville Listener Purchase of the Week. This last week, somebody bought some audio products. I'm guessing all of these were purchased in the same cart, let's say that. Somebody bought a single earbud stereo to mono headphone with microphone, as well as a Wemo mini smart plug, Wi-Fi enabled, which works with Amazon Echo. Devices to make your home smarter as well as improve your audio. Maybe they weren't purchased together now that I look at this. But here's what they do have in common. Somebody used the Amazon links on Coverville.com when they went to buy them. Yeah, that's all you have to do. Just go to Coverville.com, click on any Amazon link. You'll always find them in the show notes for any episode, or you'll find them if you scroll down. You'll see a banner for Amazon. Click that. It'll take you to Amazon. Anything you add to your cart and purchase from that point on will give me a little bit of a kickback. So please use that. It doesn't cost you an extra penny, and all that money goes right back into Coverville to produce the show that you're listening to right this very second. Please do it. Helps out the show. That is just one of the many ways that Amazon's got you covered with the Amazon Listener Purchase of the Week. Hey. Thank you very much for your support. All right, so let's get to the last set of music here. We're going to start things off with a guy you know from his band, Dexy's Midnight Runners. You know him very well from that. The guy's name is Kevin Rowland. And in 1999, after going into rehab for several years for alcohol addiction, Kevin came out and recorded a cover album. Now, this isn't just any cover album. This was a cover album of songs that helped Kevin get through the program, get through the rehab program. And because of that, he modified the lyrics and made them a little bit more personal. And this is probably on the album, this is probably the most obvious example of it, where he does change a lot of the lyrics. If you look in the album, he does Concrete and Clay, he does, what else is on there? Cheer Up, Sleepy Jean, oh, we can't. Daydream Believer. Had to get through the lyrics to remember what the song was, because he changed that one as well. He wanted to do a cover of Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road, but the boss simply said no. Sent him back a infamous reply and said, no, you're not doing that. He did get the permission from Squeeze to do this one, though. 1999 album My Beauty. Here's Kevin Rowland and Labeled With Love, or, as he titles it, I'll Stay With My Dreams.
She opens the top of her new cocaine packet, shuffles about in her dim and dark hovel like a frightened old witch. With pure panic she shivers, sweats like a pig, and the neighbors she sickens. Her darkened room, it has long seen a visitor. Her frightened scowl is a permanent fixture. The postman delivers the final reminders. She tries not to see them and thinks herself final. Sniffs not to think about me and myself. Lines up the coke and goes off in a dream. Home is a place I don't know where that is. So my dreams have been bottled and labeled with love. During her youth, a North Country cowboy made all her nightlife a time of excitement. She moved to his manor and stayed near the cowboy. She learned from a distance how romance won't fix her. He became drinker and she became mother. She knew that she couldn't live life with another. She became a controller and moved to a city. Scared of her feelings, she kept herself pretty. Drinks not to think of, I, me and myself. Gets into fights and ends up in a cell. Home is a love, I don't know what that means. So the pain has been bottled, I'll stay with my dreams. She made up her mind to become a pop singer. She believed then that nobody would scorn her. She'd have all the power and then she'd be happy. But with no self-esteem, she threw it away. There came a time when nobody was listening. It was so hard just to sit with her feelings. In a dirty old room, in a sweat-covered bed, she'd lay and she'd fret and sniff from the packet. Sniffs to remember, I, me and myself. Chops at the coke and drops more beads of sweat. Home is a place, I don't know where that is. So the pain has been bottled, I'll stay with my dreams. Sniffs to remember, I, me and myself. Chops at the coke and drops more beads of sweat. Home is a place, I don't know where that is. So the pain has been bottled, I'll stay with my dreams. The pain has been bottled, I'll stay with my dreams.
The hourglass has no more grains of sand. little red grains of sand. No watch is up, no more turning hands, little green neon hands. Feel like I'm falling flat to the floor. No one can stop me from falling. Feel like I'm falling flat to the floor. No one can stop me from falling. Take it to the bridge, throw it overboard, see if it can swim back to the shore. No one's in the house, everyone is out, all the lights are on and the blinds are down. Take it to the bridge, throw it overboard, see if it can swim back up to the shore. No one's in the house, everyone is out, all the lights are on and the blinds are down.
Factory, from pocket money to a salary, from a pack of Mac to a compact case, and every morning she inspects her face. She discovers pulling pints in pubs that the good looks will never cover up for her dumbness, and taking the stop sees her reflection in a butcher shop. She finds it all quite rare that her meat's all manner to fare. She finds it all quite rare that her meat's all manner to fare. She keeps her eyes on medallion men that get her home on the dot at 10. She combs her hair, excuse the deal she wants, always ends up screwed. Paints her nails on the bathroom scales, gargles her breath like a landed whale. Her beauty is as deep as her skin, keeps her eyebrows in a tobacco tin. She poses foot on a chair, coconut shy but Vanity Fair. She poses foot on a chair, shy of Vanity Fair. In her vanity case, her compact case, in her compact case, her eyes. Not bad for a sister, but her vanity's fair and a sense of humor's dry. She comes home late with another screw loose. She swears to have had just a pineapple juice. Falls asleep fully clothed in her bed, with her makeup remover by her head. She might not be all there, but her dreams are Vanity Fair. She might not be all there, but her dreams are Vanity Fair.
children or to make your grandma drool. But I'm standing here holding the genitalia of a fool. And I pray that you'll forgive me and try. Standing here holding the genitalia of a fool. Now I wish that you were holding the genitalia of this fool.
Genitalia of a Fool. What a great way to close out the show for the birthday boy, who I think still at 60, you really can't call him a dirty old man. That is Genitalia of a Fool, originally done by the Cornell Herd Band and covered by Glenn on his 2004 release, Transatlantic Ping Pong. What a great, great song that is. Such funny lyrics. Before that, you heard a cover by Slough called Vanity Fair. That is from a special downloadable album that you can get right here on Coverville. Yeah, if you go to Coverville Open Stage, you'll actually find, or Coverville Records on Coverville.com, you'll actually find downloads for an entire Squeeze tribute that I put together in 2008 featuring a bunch of independent artists. And that Vanity Fair cover by Slough is, I mean, I love all the songs on that album. That's, I'm such a fan of the original song that there's absolute sentimental value or sentimental exception that I take to that song. Slough, by the way, a legally blind musician and a fellow podcaster who helped contribute to that back in 2008. Love that version of Vanity Fair. Before that, Chris Difford, the other half of the founding team of Squeeze, with a cover of Hourglass. He included that on his 2006 Squeeze tribute called Southeast Side Story. And Kevin Rowland from the Dexys Midnight Runners, which just go by the name Dexys these days, an album that he released right after rehab, a cover of Labeled With Love, which he entitles I'll Stay With My Dreams, that one from the 1999 My Beauty album. That's it. That's taking us right to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, and I urge you to do so, please email me, request@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's toll-free, so it doesn't cost you a penny. But who cares about that sort of thing these days when you've got unlimited international plans and stuff on your cell phones? That number again, 1-877-7-COVER-9. Or just visit Coverville.com. Go to the show notes for this episode or any other episode. There's almost 1,200 episodes there at Coverville.com for your listening pleasure. Don't worry, you can listen to them in any sequence you want. You don't have to, there's no plot to follow. This isn't Game of Covers. You don't need to go episode 1 to episode 2 to episode 3. Find something you like, listen to it, and check it out. Want to also thank the Academy of Podcasters. They were nice enough last week, one week ago today, to bestow upon me the Hall of Fame Award. There's only 15 people in the Podcasting Hall of Fame, so by some clerical error, they included me in that and gave that to me last week. I really appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for your support over the years. And to the listeners, thank you for your support. As a matter of fact, there's a big old recording on YouTube. I'll have to post it, make it public, but it's my acceptance speech from the Academy of Podcasting Awards, where you can listen to me thank you live on a stage in front of hundreds and hundreds of people, none of which who have any idea who I am. Anyway, I'll put a link somewhere where you can look at that. In the meantime, though, stick around. You know, we'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Emmett saying, thanks again for listening. That just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. And Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're getting our podcasts so good, they'll always stay with your dreams.
Aww.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.